Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to the interview from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
Rundown Reviews. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how to do this. Okay, this is only the third episode. We've got a little time.
We can finagle this. I mean,
this is the small screen rundown.
Small screen rundown. There we go.
The third episode we're covering, as you guys have seen on the picture or in the title description, covering the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh shit! Is that what we're covering today?
Yeah, Invincible's next.
That's good because I haven't watched Invincible yet. No spoilers, but I hear a lot of people die.
Oh boy, dude. You're lucky you're reading the comics right now.
Yeah.
But no, okay. We ain't talking about that yet. That's next week.
Yeah, you brought it up.
I did bring it up. That one's on me. So we're covering Falcon and Winter Soldier. And this is, again, a show that practically everybody watched. If you got Disney Plus, you watched it.
Or if you know somebody that's got Disney Plus.
Or if you know somebody who has Disney Plus, or if you have access, whatever. Amazing show.
This, I liked it a lot, yeah.
This show was... it's Falcon, obviously played by Anthony Mackie, and Winter Soldier, played by Sebastian Stan. And I remember when they announced this, I think they announced it as like a buddy cop.
Yeah, I remember actually hearing...
I think I told you about that.
And that it was kind of cringy when I heard it was... When I heard it described like that, I'm like, really? That's the way they're going to do it?
But if playing off of... what we saw with them in Civil War and in Winter Soldier, that's when they first met. Basically what they were playing off in Civil War, like their chemistry as a buddy cop made sense. Because if you think about it, you think of movies like Lethal Weapon, Rush Hour, what are the other guys?
What are the other ones?
Literally. But like those are buddy cop comedies. And those work. This, I go into it thinking a buddy cop comedy style TV show.
But
TV
these guys
series.
Are more like the friends of a friend cop.
Well, especially since they don't really, in the first episode, they don't have contact with each other.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, and it's not like they knew a lot about each other.
No. You're right. Like you said, and like they said in the show, they're friends. They have a mutual friend. So they're just acquaintances.
Had a mutual friend. Aww.
So let's just jump right into that. I don't think he's dead. Every time they mentioned Steve Rogers, Captain America, they said, I thought he was gone. Or I thought he was on the moon.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
I actually think he's on the moon helping out Nick. I'm throwing that hat
as an
out
old
there.
Man, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Old man Rogers.
Old man.
Like, that's part of the comic. That's in the comics. Before he comes back and gets his younger self back and becomes, you know, Hydra Cap. So I honestly think, and there's been reports that Chris Evans will be coming back as Captain or as Steve Rogers at some point in time. So I'm leaning into that camp. Don't know if it's going to happen. That's what I'm hoping for.
But still, we all like those cheap pops.
Yes, exactly.
let's talk about how horribly the U.S. government treats Sam.
Yes.
Okay. So first,
not
off,
just Sam,
but I want to start with Sam.
Yes.
So they basically convince him that, you know, hey, instead of having a Captain America, we should just retire Captain America's name. We'll put the shield up in a museum.
I don't think they convinced him. I think he got a hold of them, saying, "Look, I found the shield. Because he had it. Said that he didn't know what to do with it at the end of Endgame. You know that."
He did, because Cap was like, hey, you're the new Cap.
Yes, and they explain it through the series, but continue.
But, I mean, he's basically like, you know, we'll just retire Cap's name, and because that senator that he was talking to was the one that convinced him to do it.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, bring in the shield, we'll put it in the museum, it'll be great, yeah. And so...
Like, this is the way to honor Steve. We've got a whole wing of the Smithsonian on this side just for him, just honor Steve Rogers and everything he represented as Captain America.
Yep. And Sam's like, Yeah, that's what I'll do with the Shield, because I should.
I mean, it's been 6 months.
Yeah.
This the first episode takes place 6 months after the end of Endgame.
So the return, you know.
So and then so it's what, about 3 to 4 months after the events of WandaVision, give or take.
Yeah.
Because WandaVision was like 10 days, and then that proceeded to be like a whole week or something.
Was that all the longer that was supposed to be?
After Endgame, yeah.
Oh. See, I thought it was a little bit longer than that, because they'd spent so much time taking apart and trying to rebuild Vision. I thought it had taken longer than that.
Well, Vision didn't disappear, so they had 5 years to do that.
Oh, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Vision kind of did disappear. Well, but...
Touche.
But no, but then, so they're, you know, and Sam's like, you know, I think I'm making the right decision. This seems mm-hmm. like a good idea to me.
And... Well, and especially because he said himself at the very end of Endgame, the Shield feels like it belongs to somebody else.
Yeah.
He doesn't
think he's worthy of carrying Correct. The Shield. And so, you know, this guy's like, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. So they put it in the museum for like half a minute. And then they're like, oh, by the way, here's the new Captain America. And I hate that dude's jaw. Like, I just wanted to punch him in the face every
John
time.
John Walker... Wyatt Russell did an amazing job. He's an amazing
but
actor.
But did you see the picture that they had where they took the old guy from Up and put him in the Cap costume? Yes. And I'm just like, wait, what's the difference between these pictures?
Corbin wants you to find difference.
There isn't one.
Wyatt Russell, obviously, you know, the son of Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Oh my God, that makes so much sense now. I didn't know what his name was.
Yes.
I never looked it up.
Well, I mean, I did, but I recognized him.
By the chin?
Well, okay, so no, because every time I see him, he has a beard on. A beard on? He just has a beard.
Wait, are you talking about, like, his wife, or are you...
No. But no, like, my first introduction to him as an actor was, there was an episode of Black Mirror. Have you seen any of the Black Mirror show?
No.
So there was an episode in, I think, season one or two, where he is a video game tester, and he goes in, and this is gonna be spoilers for a show that's, I think, like 10 years old, and it's like this supposed to be this virtual reality realism AR kind of thing,
and it kills him. Yes.
Oh. Kind of, yeah. But he goes in, he's supposed to have no electronic devices because it's going to ruin whatever they inject him. Yes, that's what happened. Because he got approached before he went to play this game by somebody else to like give them the tech. So he has his phone, he texts the message, texts the information, didn't turn it off, got a text or a phone call from his mom, and that inevitably killed him.
Way to go, mom.
Because the electronics messed with the stuff. The whole point of the game, though, he was like in this haunted house, and so he was... It's one of those things that when he got out, did he actually get out? Amazing episode.
Never heard of it.
Black Mirror. It's on Netflix.
Okay, I'll have to look it up.
They are freaky as hell. But okay.
Awesome.
But yeah, so you got Wyatt Russell playing the character John Walker, who by the end of the whole series, I mean, when he showed up, everybody
knew.
Everybody in my circles, I don't want to say it like that, but everybody that I talked to was like, oh yeah, this guy's US agent.
Yep.
We know that. And because that's in the comics, that's how it is.
He's given.
Thank you. Words are hard.
He is
given the Shield and is like, all right, you're the new Captain America, but I'm not 100% on this. Like, but they're not going to call him Captain America. I think that's why they call him US Agent. And he proceeds to work for the government. It's basically just a government-funded Captain America.
Yuck.
In the show, government-funded Captain America, with his sidekick, Lamar Jenkins, a.k.a. Battlestar. Cleo Bennett, I think his name is, the actor. Good job. Great job playing that character. And these guys, when they're introduced in the show, episode two, we see them attacking this group of, I'm going to say rebels.
Kids.
Well, one of them is a kid.
Yeah.
That are going against the government-sanctioned relocation program, the GRC. I can't remember what it was
called. There you go.
So this group called the Flag Smashers, they rose up because...
After the blip, there weren't enough people to make countries anymore. Nobody wanted borders. Everybody was just crossing
borders, living in whatever house they were available.
They were just trying to, you know, rebuild their life after, you know, half the people in the world disappeared.
Yeah. So for 5 years, they lived in relative peace.
Yeah. And they had, you know, they didn't have any qualms about, you know, like, oh, you know, this territory belongs to, you know, the United States. This territory belongs to, you know, Canada.
Or Mexico. Yeah. Yeah.
It was just, you know.
I mean, it was more, I think these guys were more based in Europe.
Well, but yeah. Yes. I was using that as an example. I don't think anybody in Europe listens to us. And I don't know if anybody, you know, knows countries and stuff. So.
Ouch.
Dude.
No, you're not wrong. I don't know a lot of them either. So these guys are the Flag Smashers are basically trying to tear down these makeshift borders that the GRC is building.
Well, because they're trying to relocate the refugees that had, you know, been moved. So like they had these homes for 5 years, you know, they were saying, and it's like, oh,
then somebody comes back in and it's like, you're in my home, get out of my home. It's like, no, you disappeared. I'm living here now.
Yeah. And so basically the idea was that the government, the GRC,
mm-hmm.
was trying to reallocate these people out to basically refugee camps.
That and until they could go back to their country of origin.
Yeah.
Where they were living 5 years prior.
Yeah. Where they had, you know, nothing and...
Correct. You
know, yeah.
So... The Flag Smashers being led by Carly Morgenthau, who is played by Erin Kellerman, awesome actress. She did, what was his name? Enfant's Nest in Solo, the Solo movie.
Yeah, Star Wars. I think I stayed awake for that. No, probably not. She was what in it?
Enfant's Nest. You don't really see her face till like midway through. It's one of the antagonists in the show, in the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Dude, Solo's a good movie. Go check it out.
I've tried to watch. Okay, this is the one where he's a little kid. Well, not a little kid, but he's younger on a planet where he's like working for this like slug thing that lives in a...
And he
breaks a window out and, yeah, whatever, tries to escape with his girlfriend.
Wow, you didn't make it very far, did you?
No.
That's literally the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Hold on a second. I remember him running into Glover, who is the younger Lando,
mm-hmm.
who, that was so, anyways.
Donald Glover did an amazing job.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Okay, well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about
yeah. I do.
It's on Disney Plus. Go check it out.
I do remember watching parts of it. I just don't remember it being exciting enough for me to continue watching it. Mm-hmm. I remember him saving Chewie.
Okay. You literally only made it halfway through the movie. No, well, hold on. So if you had gotten to Lando, you would have seen Enfant's Nest. That was the group that was attacking the train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was which one now?
The leader.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Gotcha. If you would have just said that.
Why? Okay.
Woody Harrelson was in that movie.
Yes, he was.
Hey, and at the end of it, he ends up going back and winning the card game against Lando, so I watched the whole thing.
You did watch the whole thing.
I told you, I just don't remember much of it because I didn't think it was that good.
God damn it. Okay.
Anywho.
I'm going to have to actually do editing on this one. Damn it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so Carly Morgenthau, who in the comics is Carl Morgenthau, so they, you know, switch genders.
Carl.
I'm actually kind of... I like that. I think having somebody like Carly being naive isn't the right word, but not knowing.
Well, she was still supposed to be a kid. I mean, not like a kid.
Like a teenager, but, you know, like late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
So she knows enough. Like she, as we like to say here in America, if you're old enough to vote, you're going to die for your country. I guess.
Yeah, but you're not old enough to drink or smoke anymore.
Right? I know. It's weird. So she is the leader of the Flag Smashers. We get one guy, Danny Torres, who I want to bring him up. He doesn't have a lot in the whole series. He is in the first episode, and he makes sporadic parts throughout the rest of the show.
Oh, he's the guy that helps Sam with the...
At the very beginning. Yeah. He, in the comics, he becomes Falcon later on. I think when Sam became Captain America, Danny became Falcon.
Gotcha.
So seeing him, like, episode 5, and Sam just kind of gave him the wings as like, yeah, I'm done with these. You can do basically whatever you want with them.
You mean the wings without wings?
Yeah, the no wings.
But check out the jetpack.
Cool. That was cool. But Danny, he shows up. He's tracking. His whole point is tracking these Flag Smashers. Sam is like, look, if something comes about,
give me a call.
And he gets his ass beat up. That's when Sam finds out about Flag Smashers, and when agent shows up.
Well, that's also when they find out that these guys have are stronger than normal people.
Yeah, basically super soldiers.
Yeah.
So that's first, a little bit. It comes to a head in the second episode when Sam and Bucky are tracking the Flag Smashers.
What happened was they were stealing supplies, medical supplies and stuff like that.
So they're stealing the vaccines.
There we go.
There was some, and this is not completely fact checked, but they cut out scenes dealing with a pandemic because of what was going on and what is still going on. So allegedly they cut down a lot of scenes that dealt with Flag Smashers, that dealt with the whole vaccine thing that just kind of floated away.
Yeah.
Which allegedly would have helped make Carly a stronger villain.
An actual villain though, or as in like
An actual villain. Like,
oh, okay.
So in what, the third or fourth episode, they bomb a GRC place.
Yeah.
There was more legitimacy.
Legitimacy.
Thank you. To why she did that. Again, this is all hearsay. I don't know 100% until it comes out on Blu-ray and we get deleted scenes.
Yeah.
We don't know. But so they're tracking down the Flag Smashers. Sam and Bucky are. I also want to point out that Bucky's therapist is a terrible therapist.
Yeah.
So this is, they do a really good job showing that. Emily was saying, yeah, that's literally what happens with vets. Like, their therapists are shit. So they did a really good job with that one. Good job, guys.
They did their homework on
basically.
That one.
So they're tracking down the Flag Smashers. Catch up to them. They're fighting on top of the semis, and that's when U.S. agent,
the new Captain America, new Cap and Bucky show. And,
I mean, that's literally what it is. Yeah. It's Cap and Battlestar show up, and then they're fighting. Cap and Battlestar get the asses handed to them. Bucky and Sam get their asses handed to them. Flag Smashers get away, and so this starts to have a tumultuous relationship between the two groups, with Captain Bucky, I'm sorry, Sam and Bucky, Captain Battlestar.
Yeah, I mean, technically you're right.
Yes. But they do interact a lot throughout
the series. Whether for good or ill.
One thing I did love was, so later on in the series, Bucky and Sam Bucky suggests that we need to get a hold of somebody who knows super soldiers. So they're going to go bust out Zemo.
Yeah.
From
maximum security prison. Because he wasn't on the raft yet.
Wherever prison he was at.
Yeah.
And that scene was awesome. Sam's like, what did you do, Bucky? What'd you do? Oh, I didn't do anything. Except for just pass a note.
Yeah.
And everything went from there. That was great.
I really do like Zemo
as a character. Daniel Burrell did an amazing job.
I mean, I don't like him because he's an asshole. But at the same time, he has a very strict, he sticks to what he wants to do.
Yeah.
He had things that needed to be done that he wanted to have done, And even after being put in, you know, a maximum security prison, he still, you know, gets the things done that he wanted to make sure they happen.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Like, when that scene happened at the end,
yep.
No idea. I didn't realize what was happening. I didn't realize who the guy was.
Oh, really?
Until I put it together. Like, he looks very familiar. Who is it? Oh, wait, that's, I think, who calls it? I think Brent calls it Evil Alfred. But yeah, no, that works. But yeah, it took me a minute to realize that was Zemo's butler.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Zemo, his whole, from the get-go, was, I don't like super soldiers. He doesn't like the Avengers, but he can't really, he already went after them.
He
already
did what he did with them, yeah.
And it didn't work out to the way he wanted. So if he does go after them again later on, he's got to think of something different. Right now, though, with the Flag Smashers, he can handle that for the time being.
Yeah.
And so, ultimately, Zemo works with Bucky and Sam to find the Flag Smashers, although he's got an ulterior motive.
Yeah, he just wants to kill anybody that's got super soldier serum in their blood. Yep. I'd also like to point out that, so they find out that these guys have the super soldier serum, and then they go to where the super soldier serum came from, which
they
is...
They go to Madripoor.
Yeah, and they run into, Sharon Carter.
Yep.
Okay, so I'd just like to say right away, as soon as they started talking about the power broker and she was talking about it, I'm like, oh, I bet you she's the power broker. And then, you know.
I wasn't on the she's the power broker train immediately. I was more of a she's working for the power broker. there was a TikTok Emily showed me where they were talking how in the MCU... Every hero has an Apple. Has an Apple phone. iPhone.
Okay.
Whatever. Villains have Androids. And then we go to that episode where they're going to find the doctor who made the formulas.
Yeah.
And Sharon's got an Android. And I'm like, oh my God! She's a power broker. She's evil.
Oh no.
Yeah, I got an Android too.
Yes.
So we're both evil together.
Wait, do we ever see what the vigilantes have?
No, we don't. Well, hold on, didn't... I don't know, we're not talking about that. But yeah, so Sharon Carter comes back, and she ultimately goes off on Sam and Bucky. One, because she basically gave up her CIA position to help Bucky with Captain America...
Yeah.
And help Sam with Captain America to take care of Zemo.
Yeah.
And now all three of them are standing there in front of her.
Yeah.
But also, for the last 5 years, she's been in hiding because, unlike Sam and Bucky, who got pardoned...
She didn't. Yeah.
And I think I said this to the Marvel Alliance guys, that my theory is the reason she didn't get pardoned was because the one person that could have pardoned her, Nick Fury... One, got snapped away, but two, when he came back, there's allegedly a thing saying that Nick Fury, well, I mean, we see him at the end of Far From Home, is a Skrull, is Talos,
yes,
pretending to be Nick Fury. There's a theory going around that he was, ever since he quote-unquote died in Winter Soldier and came back, he was a Skrull, probably Talos, because in Age of Ultron, he is eating toast cut diagonally. And
I think I remember you talking
about
this.
In Captain Marvel, he specifically tells Carol that he does not like toast cut diagonally. So, the one person that could have protected Sharon actually couldn't because Talos didn't know anything about Sharon.
Yeah.
It's a wild theory.
No, because see, I know what you're talking about because they were actually, I read something the other day online where I was talking about Marvel having all these like little like tiny.
Oh, dude.
This happens, so you have to go back and watch this movie to see this part. And they're like, I really, really don't want to see the one where we have to go back and watch Thor Dark World.
That's Endgame. That's literally Endgame. Like you have to watch, like you watch Endgame and that will tell you to go back and don't watch Dark World. I'm actually currently in, I guess, the middle, you can say, of my Marvel MCU rewatch. I'm watching them chronologically this time.
So you start off with Captain America, then you go to Captain Marvel.
Iron Man 1 and 2, yep. Hulk. I just finished Incredible Hulk, so I'm up to Thor right now. I'll get to it at some point. So Sharon Carter is in Madripoor. Madripoor is significant because this is the first technically tie to X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
We had Quicksilver in WandaVision, but that was Quicksilver was also in Age of Ultron, so...
Are you talking about Hawkeye Shield?
Yep. Damn. Not wrong. Madripoor...
I move faster than bullets. What can I do to stop this? I know. I'll run in front of them.
They're so... Okay, yes.
Anyways...
We're already 40 minutes in, and actually about half hour in, because we had like 10 minutes of bullshit.
All right. Well, let's get to the point where we talk about how the new Captain America turns into an asshole. Well, I mean, more of an asshole than it was to begin with.
Let's finish up with Sharon Carter first, though.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
Yeah, we're talking about her. So she's in Madripoor. She's become a, not arms dealer, but...
She's like an underground leader.
Yeah.
Like,
At the very end of the show, we find out she's the power broker. Allegedly. I did rewatch it, and she never actually admits to being the power broker, so it's one of those moves of...
Well, but What's-Her-Face calls her the power broker.
She does, and so does Batroc.
Well, no, he's like, wait, you're the power broker? And then, like, he was surprised that she was the power broker.
But okay, yes. So, Carly calls her the power broker, Batroc sees it, and...
I kept calling him addresses... Bartok.
That's fair.
And that's, you know, the little bat from Anastasia.
But she never allegedly said she was a power broker. I mean, I'm pretty sure she is. But also, at the end of... Once all that plays out, like, Sharon gets pardoned there at the end. Because for her
help...
And gets
her job back in the CIA.
Yep, for her help with everything. Yeah. Yep, gets a job back at CIA. And then leaves and makes a phone call to somebody. And she says, you know, super soldier program or whatever they're doing, like, that's off the table now. But now I just got access to all kinds of goodies. So we're back in business. Allegedly, people are saying she's a Skrull. Look, you introduce Skrulls into the MCU, everybody's a Skrull.
Yep.
Or Mephisto. You're welcome. If I didn't say it. All right, so let's talk about U.S. Agent.
John Walker's little... traveling story arc here. Okay, so he starts off and he's not actually a bad guy necessarily. He's just kind of like, oh, he's out of his depths. He is way out of his depths as Captain America.
So a lot more than he thought he'd be.
Yeah, because he didn't think it was going to be like, he really just thought he was going to go in there, kick some ass, and, you know, save the day.
Yeah.
And then he realizes that, no, I'm dealing with things that are more powerful than I am, you know, on a daily. And I'm just getting my ass kicked. He's like, even these chicks, you know, that have powers.
The Dora Milaje coming. Yeah. God, those were awesome.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
But he found out that, you know, he really, I mean, he just, like, unlike Cap, Steve Rogers Cap, where, you know, he would have gotten his ass kicked, even if he didn't have Super Soldier Serum, he would have gotten his ass kicked and then kept coming back for more. He was like,
But here's the thing. Steve Rogers knows when to fight, when not to.
Yes.
That was a moment, and that's one of the reasons why Bucky and Sam stood back. Like, he knew this was escalating. He didn't. He knew not to mess with them.
Exactly. Well, and then the part where, you know, Sam goes in to talk to Carly,
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
that was a beautiful scene.
And and right then, if it wasn't for John Walker being a hothead, you know. Yep. And like, no, we're going to do this my way because, you know, I said so. They would have been done.
I think so.
Right there. Sam would have talked her out of it, been like, hey, look, you know, I get where you're coming from. We're going to help you make sure that, you know, we're taking care of your people.
Yeah.
We can work this out in a civil way. And then John Walker comes in. He's like, Leroy Jenkins. And just starts, like, you know, fucking beating the shit out of everybody, shooting up the place. And
one thing to mention in that scene. Or just before that scene, Carly goes and grabs the remaining vials of Super Soldier Serum.
Yes.
And once Walker comes in and it kind of becomes a shit show.
Zemo.
Carly rushes off to go grab where she hid the vials. And Zemo comes up and sees the vials. Like, he tackles her and seals the vials and he destroys to smash them. Except for he misses one, which is what John sees, and he grabs it. And
after getting his ass kicked. It's important.
After John, Zemo, or?
No, after John gets his ass kicked. Because he finds it sitting there on the floor after he got his ass kicked again. And that's when he's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I should...
No. Because he knocks out... So... Oh, no, yeah. You are right. Okay. Yes. But he does pocket it.
Yeah.
He pockets it and...
In his cargo pants.
Which is, hey, look.
I love cargo pants. Yeah, I'm wearing cargo shorts right now.
Same. That's all I ever wear.
Pockets are important.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they really are.
All the girls out there will, verify that with us.
We get a scene later on with Walker talking to Lamar about, hey, you know, it's actually parallel scenes. We have those two talking about the super soldier serum and, like, you know, hey, should you take it?
Yeah.
And Lamar's like, yeah.
Like, absolutely. No question. It makes you more of what you are. So if you're a good person like we are, where, you know, we're just trying to do the good thing, the right thing.
Well, he doesn't say that. What he says is, just imagine if we had that back during our whatever, like, we would have, how many people would have saved. Parallel to that, back at Zemo's place, Zemo is talking to Sam and Bucky. Well, really Sam. And he's like, yeah, Sam, well, would you take the super soldier serum? And Sam's like, right off the bat, no. Like, I don't need to. Like, I've seen what it's done to people, and...
With the exception of Cap, everybody else has gone crazy.
And, and Zemo says, but there's never been another Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
So, because what Eckstein, or I can't remember, the scientist from Winter Soldier, or First Avenger, who says, like, it brings out what's already inside you.
Yeah.
So when Red Skull got the incomplete version... You know, his hatred and loathing came out, and he became the Red Skull. Also, apparently, burned his face off. I never really find out how he got that. Especially in the comics, when it was actually a mask. We found that out.
Yeah.
In the Captain, the old Captain America. The old issues.
Captain America movie.
But then, obviously, Steve was a good person from the get-go, and always went with his heart and not his head.
Yeah, and he would always he was like the embodiment of true justice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what he was. He would have stood up and fought for the little guy, even when he was the little guy.
Yeah, well, and yeah, exactly. Because what does he say? He doesn't like bullies.
Yeah,
and he becomes this. I'm not gonna call him a bully, but he becomes a symbol of America, and he goes over and he fights the war, and then he comes back. After being frozen for 40, 50, 60 years, however long it was. I can't remember exactly timeline-wise.
Oh, well, it depends on if we're going...
MCU-wise.
If we're going MCU-wise, it was 70 years.
Okay.
Because it was the First World War, right? No, it was World War II. So, and it was... These movies came out...
Cap?
2000...
It was 2009 or 10. Something like that. Okay, 2011. No, okay. 2012, because it was just...
That's right.
It was just before Avengers.
So then it was 70 years.
Okay.
Because it would have been 40 to, 11.
But, in the comics, it...
Oh, in the comics, it started off
changes.
As... Yeah, so it started off as, 20 years, and then it was, it depends on whenever, like...
Because comics aren't as defined
But they kept it canonical. Like, they kept it from World War II. So however long it was from when that comic came out, like,
you just add how many years.
Yeah. So, like... for instance, in the Ultimate line, it was, 60 years, yeah. And then, but you get it.
But, yeah, but so Captain America comes back, and he's not, again, like I said, he's not a bully to joining the Avengers. He is actually, he's a really good leader, except for, Tony thought he was a leader, and apparently so did Thor, which is why the Avengers fight each other all the time.
But it made for a good fight sequence.
It made for amazing fight sequences. So having somebody as good-hearted as him, which is why we got Winter Soldier, and when he saw what Fury was doing with S.H.I.E.L.D., he's like, no, this is not protection.
Yeah.
And when we get introduced to Sam, he holds a lot of the same values that Steve Rogers holds.
Correct.
So it makes sense that
Which is
at the end of Endgame, Steve would give him
exactly
the shield.
Because Cap saw in Sam what, you know, he would have seen in himself mm-hmm. if he would have thought of himself in that way.
Yeah. And the beauty about Cap is that he did not see race. He saw a man doing the best he can, and he wanted to prop him up.
Yeah. He knew that was the right person for the job.
Exactly. Unlike the U.S. government. Yeah. Because I want to talk about Isaiah Bradley and how he got fucked over.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
What's the guy's name?
Martian Manhunter's dad.
Yes. So yeah, Carl Laemmle portrays Isaiah Bradley, and I love that man. He has made me cry twice in these TV properties. Once in Supergirl, portraying Martian Manhunter's dad, because that was just after my mom died. So seeing him die in that it hit me in a good way. And then seeing Isaiah at the end of this
when he goes show, into the hall,
and then there's a whole dedication to him. Like, it was beautiful.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Especially because the whole time Isaiah's telling Sam, you know, they're never gonna let a black man be Captain America. Like, I did the exact same thing Steve Rogers did 20 years later, or 30 years later, however long, whenever it was.
Yeah, and they didn't even give me any.
They threw me in jail and like just forgot about me. Like they buried my story, and to see him actually honored, and in a way that Sam. He honored him so that proving that his story was out there and not letting people know that he's still alive.
Yeah.
Because that was one thing Isaiah was worried about. If they found out I was still alive, they'd kill me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is a way to honor him and not let the wrong people know that he's still around. The big thing is, though, when they first go to meet Isaiah, and Sam had no idea about this. He had no idea there was a black Captain America.
Yeah. Because Bucky didn't tell him. Well, correct. Bucky didn't tell anybody. I mean.
Yeah, Bucky, he's like, he'd been through a lot already. I didn't want him to suffer anymore. So they go to see him, and they are arguing out in the street, and the cops show up. And the first thing the cops do is ask Bucky if this man was bothering you. Referring to Sam.
Yeah.
Like, they did a wonderful job.
Well, and it wasn't even... It was straight up guns out.
Oh, not guns out. Hands on the guns.
Yeah.
And the minute that they realized who it was...
Hands off. Yeah.
Like, sorry. I didn't recognize you about your with you? Goggles.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Oh. For anybody. Anybody who said that... This show's not about race. There was this TikTok. I don't know if you know who Straw Hat Luffy is.
No.
Or Straw Hat Goofy, sorry. Emily, it's one of Emily's favorites. She's shown me a lot of his TikToks. He was getting threatened because he was saying, look, this after the second episode, like, this show is about race.
Yeah, it's addressing the inequalities.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was one of the backbones of the whole entire, you know, six-episode series.
Not only that, but also showing the lack of care. They were showing vets with Bucky and his therapist. And then, of course, by the end, everything's, you know, not great.
No, but they've at least tried to...
They're addressing it.
Yeah, I would say as their characters, they've tried addressing, you know, as much of it as they could.
Yeah, and I'll get back to that in a second. But Straw Hat Goofy, he came out with saying, yeah, this is about race. And people were on his TikTok saying, no, it's not always about race. Why does it have to be about this? Why does it have to be about that? Episode 5 or 6, man, he was so fucking justified.
Yeah.
Like, he saw it from, well, we saw it from the get-go.
Yeah.
We saw what it was. I've got a friend at work who he said, "Yeah, I'm liking it with the show. Like, I'm liking it, you know, so far. I just don't like them telling me what I should be thinking." Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's very... He was a Trump supporter.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that you can remedy him that. Remedy that of them. No. Oh.
Well, yeah, I'm trying. So...
Fire cleanses everything. Oh, I mean...
Whoops! but yeah, like, the end of the episode, or the end of the series, we get Bucky gives Sam a suit made by the Wakandans. So, yeah. Vibranium wings, yeah, along with the vibranium so shield, the amazing suit, very comic accurate suit.
Yeah.
And after the battle, after Carly was killed, and the fighting is stopped, Sam comes up to all the senators, and he has this beautiful speech, and it is just so amazing. I definitely teared up when he's having the speech and they show Isaiah watching. I'm like, oh, you
fuckers. Yeah. Okay,
I got it. I got you. I see what you're trying to do. He basically says, like, you guys are labeling the Flag Smashers terrorists. They're not terrorists. They're just misguided because
the people that are supposed to be representing them aren't representing them.
Yeah. Like, you have as much, I think he says, like, you have as much power as
any superhero that's out there.
Or a misguided teenager.
Yeah. Or a supervillain.
Yeah. Like, you guys have you have power to move borders. You have power to basically relocate people. And yet you're not listening to what the people actually want. And it was a great speech. I'm not going to do it justice trying to repeat any of it. And it was amazing. It was a really good end to the show. And then especially having... You know, at the very beginning, Bucky and Sam, they hate each other.
Well, they didn't hate each other, but they just... They were acquaintances that... Bucky was pissed that Sam gave away the shield.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you know... That shield was, you know... Cap wanted you to have it.
It represents so much more than what you think.
It's not just, you know...
But then even Sam says, like, you have to... It's something you and Steve won't understand. I did this... I did what I thought was right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously, the show deals with that throughout. Then by the end, we see Bucky. He's at the family get-together. He's at the Wilson's cookout.
Yeah, well, that's because he's trying to get with the sister.
That's not the point.
No, actually, I think it was. But I do have to say, though, that, like, the first, like, looks at it, like, when he first meets her, he's like, how you doing? And then Sam's like, no.
There's another...
Nah, bro, nah.
There's another TikTok person that Emily follows that has every time there was a new Marvel episode, WandaVision, Falcon Winter Soldier, she would do like these skits, and it would be her pretending to be each one of them. It was hilarious. That one when Bucky came up to meet Sarah, it was a lot of them both giving each other the eyes.
Want to know why they named me that?
Anyway. But yeah, no, this show was amazing.
One thing we did forget that we haven't quite covered.
What?
Okay, so John Walker's arc from being a somewhat good guy to a terrible person to a government agent. So after he takes the super soldier serum,
mm-hmm.
like, you can see the change that it's taking him. Oh, yeah. Like, first off, he quits shaving.
Well, like, so the funny thing about that, there was definitely moments in like episode 2 where he had a 5 o'clock shadow, and then next scene he's clean, and then like the next scene 5 o'clock shadow again. So I don't know if they just
after he took the serum, like, it made him look grittier because it like never went away.
Yes.
Like, he always had like the stubble, like he was just like, I don't give a shit anymore. But then like it makes him super aggressive.
Yes.
Like for everything, like super aggressive.
So, like, when Lamar got killed.
Oh, yeah. So, which was really, actually, really sad.
And
you could tell it was an accident, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but at the same time, you know, when you have, you know, a lot of power, you need to know how to control it.
Yep.
But, so, he goes, basically, rampage after these Flag Smashers and uses Captain America's shield to, I thought he was going to decapitate him, but he just smashed his, he just smashed his skull in or chest in, or
I think it was chest.
Yeah. But he basically, he kills him. He kills this guy with the shield while everybody's out there recording it with their phones. I thought when he saw everybody with the phones, I thought he was going to go on a killing spree. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, the image of, the last image of that episode where he stands up, puts the shield back on, and there's just blood dripping off it.
Yeah.
That amazing, amazing image.
Yeah.
And then obviously next episode, beginning of the episode, he's running away, dealing with what he just did, and that's when Sam and Bucky come in, and they have the fight, and they get the shield back.
Not before Sam gets his wings ripped off, though.
Yes. God, that was... Okay. I was...
So that scene right there made me think of the scene from Mortal Kombat, you know? Like...
No, that's fair.
Sorry, Jax.
That's fair. But then, like, a lot of people are giving Sam and Bucky crap because of what is quote-unquote Walker's redemption arc. Like, he makes his own, you know, DIY shield.
Yeah.
And...
Well, what was that made out of? Aluminum?
Looked like it.
Hey, but at least it wasn't plastic.
God damn it. But he makes his own shield, and then at the very end battle, he hops back in to help. Well, he's there to get Carly... And inadvertently helps out Sam and Bucky.
Well,
now,
and also tries to save the.
Well, I'm getting there. So people are saying that they think his redemption was too quick and not earned. I would argue that he hasn't fully redeemed himself yet. Also, he wasn't like he was already disbanded from the government. He yes. was less not what's the word? What's the phrasing? Less than honorable discharge?
A dishonorable?
No, it wasn't dishonorable.
Oh.
It was... I can't remember exact phrasing. But
cause MLA! Because
it wasn't dishonorable discharge, because he's just not Captain America anymore.
Yeah.
They took away his shield, although Sam and Bucky already did that.
They took away the A on his forehead.
Basically. And so he is... He's working on his own. Obviously, Sam and Bucky are not working with the government. So they really have
We're not affiliated with these guys.
They have no
room
to... I'm
not affiliated with you.
Damn it. They have no room to, like, arrest Walker at the moment. But Walker was there. They know he's got super soldier serum in them.
Yes.
So he goes there to get Carly, sees... The GRC members that are stuck in the van, hanging over the cliff, hanging over the scaffolding.
And he makes a decision.
He makes the right decision.
Exactly.
I was really worried. Because he's standing there, he's looking at Carly, he's looking at the van, and he like, shakes his head, does a thing, and then you see the busted up shield hit the ground.
Exactly. And it's not a redemption. It was just him making the right decision this time.
Finally.
Yes. Like, it was him finally being like, oh my God, why am I letting this control my brain? I could go after her, yes, but these people are more important right now than me getting my revenge.
Yes.
And that's not a redemption.
But and that's
it's a beginning.
Correct.
And even then, even if he never gets redeemed, he at least you know that sometimes he is making the right choices for the right reasons.
Yeah. The biggest thing for me, though, is people are saying, well, why is Bucky just okay with him being there? And Sam and Bucky just be okay with him there? No, again, like I said, they can't physically do anything to him. One, because he's a super soldier now, but two, they're working outside the law already.
Yeah.
And he's not doing anything that they need to stop him for. It's not redemption yet. It's, like you said, it's the beginning of one. He knew what he did before was wrong, and now he's on the path to make it better, which is why we get him as U.S. agent at the very end. Which, I think, so speculation time now, we're going to see him again.
Of course.
I'm thinking it's going to be a Thunderbolts movie or TV show. Because we've got him, we've got Thunderbolt Ross, which honestly we can see as Red Hulk at some point in time, probably. I can't wait to see Black Widow to see what's going to happen with that. We've got Black Widow,
mm-hmm.
The new Black Widow. her sister, I can't remember her name, Florence Pugh's character, I can't remember,
yeah,
Yolanda or something like that. We got Zemo, which could definitely go in there. We've got Taskmaster, which I'm hoping they don't kill, because Marvel has a very big problem with killing off villains.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Which is really weird, because generally speaking, like, comic-wise, they don't kill off nearly as many as, like...
They don't kill off any of them, really.
Not really, not unless they don't, you know, work well with the story.
But, you know, I'm not going to get into some DC stuff here.
Yeah, we don't, well, this is a Marvel.
We don't have time for that right now. That's a whole nother episode. But so that's like five right there. I think there's a couple, you can make some arguments for a few other ones, but like that's five. That could be a good solid team for Thunderbolts. There was another, oh no, that's a whole different thing. So yeah, like I can definitely see a Thunderbolts thing coming. If that's, if he shows up again, that's where I think we'll see him again. But who knows? We could definitely, I mean, the, immediately after this episode aired, episode six of the show,
mm-hmm.
like hours later, it was announced that we're getting a Captain America 4 with Sam as the lead.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's, maybe he'll show up in there. Who knows? I don't know. Well, that, regardless, I'm looking forward to it.
I just, ever since Marvel started with the MCU, as far as like their TV shows go, I mean, these little miniseries, even going as far as the shows on Netflix, which tied in but didn't tie in.
Well, now like they're not connected anymore. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, though, like when Daredevil first came out, you know, and they were talking about like, you know, New York being, you know, destroyed or whatever and shit like that, like they were still tying it in.
They were kicking around the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, New York didn't being destroyed. I think in Luke Cage, Rosario Dawson's character talks about having about having like the green guy, the big green guy coming and smashing something, or
yeah,
or she says something about, maybe it was, what's his name from Agents of the Shield, I can't remember, they talk around it,
yeah,
they don't actually connect it.
I was really hoping, but
what, and I mean, in a way it was like, yeah, this is definitely connected, until it wasn't.
Yeah.
And that's same with Agents of Shield. It was connected until it wasn't.
Yeah. Which, yeah.
Because like the first three seasons were connected.
Four seasons, I think.
It was like seven seasons.
No, I meant the first four seasons, though. Like they were actually like, whatever happened in the Marvel Cinematic Universe was affecting what happened
mainly in the season one and part of two. Because like season one, once they introduced Hydra in Winter Soldier, Hydra became the villain in Age of the Shield.
That was season one. Was it really season one?
Yep, it was toward the end of season one. And then in season two, they were... I remember one specific thing. I think Lady Sif shows up one time and talks about telling Thor about Coulson being alive. And Coulson's like, no, I want to tell him when the time is right. And then they have a lead up to Age of Ultron, where they find out where the Scepter's at. Okay, cool, fine. Like their tie-ins were so minimal that yeah, you can easily just brush them off to be connected. Versus these, who are straight up connected to the MCU. Like these are MCU properties. And you know it. All in all though, the show was amazing.
Oh yeah, I loved it. Like it was great. And so I wasn't sure what we were gonna try to do with the show, and I wasn't even sure if we were gonna try to still do it on Friday before I went to the movies. I stayed up Thursday night and watched it, and then, well, see, I wouldn't have gotten out of work in time to do it anyways.
Yeah, because I just wrote it off because you're gonna see the movie.
But see, we had said though, you know, that we might try to do it either Friday or Saturday.
Okay, see, I was waiting on you on that one then,
and I knew that like I wasn't gonna have time to do it anytime Friday before, like if we would have done it. So I stayed up Thursday night from midnight until 1 o'clock to watch it.
No,
it's fine. Went to bed, got up for work, you know, chugged a monster, whatever. Went to work, went and watched Mortal Kombat afterwards. And then the next morning, what the fuck was going on Saturday morning?
I was working.
Yeah. I remember what it was. When you didn't get back to me, I was like, I'm going to rewatch it because, like, I was really tired when I watched it the first time. And I'm really glad that I did because I missed a lot watching it, like, yeah, you know, half tired and, you know.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I was like, you know, maybe he'll want to do it like Sunday afternoon. But you guys had something going on Sunday. I don't remember what it was. Because I know I was busy Sunday morning and then Sunday afternoon.
I don't remember either.
But
I think I might have been recording something. But yeah.
But anyways.
It worked out.
Yeah.
It worked out.
It worked out well.
Yeah,
I will probably eventually go back and rewatch both WandaVision and this.
So in my rewatch, I'm throwing those in there chronologically in the rewatch.
Nice.
Because, I mean, it's all on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So, except for Hulk and Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, I heard the Spider-Man's supposed to be...
eventually. But, I mean, I got them all on DVD, and because I've got them digitally, I put them all in my Movies Anywhere so I can watch it at work. So I can do most of my watching anymore, because if I'm at home, I'm editing. Yeah, that being said, guys, if you haven't seen the show, you need to go see the show.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing show.
Especially now that it's all out, you can watch it in one nice long 5.5 hour stint.
But why would you watch something longer than 3 hours in one sitting?
Because it's not DC based.
Oh, fuck off. I'm ending this episode. Guys, thank you for listening. You can find our t-shirts over at Redbubble and TeePublic. Our music was done by Cam from Wreck My Podcast and one half of the Sex Turtles. If you'd like to follow us on the Twitters and the Instagrams, we're on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown. You can also send us your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. And just rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcasting app you guys listen to. It helps people find the show.
Yeah. Plus, if you leave us comments and stuff, if it's not on Apple, tell us about it, and yeah, we'll go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'll read them on, you know,
on an episode,
yeah.
A future episode. Don't know which one. Whenever we get them,
you'll know when you hear your name.
Yeah. but thank you guys for listening to our coverage of Falcon and Winter Soldier. I think we're gonna do it this style from now on.
I like this a lot better.
Not that going episode by episode was bad. But when we have shows like this, which are 45 minutes long a piece.
Well, plus we can just get the long running for each, you know, like for the each character's arc in the show.
Correct. I think if we cover a character versus just individual episodes, I think I like that one better.
Yeah. Or so. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, guys, we will
see you later.
Yep.
Bye.